Folks, Dr. Paul Hubbert was king of Gold Hill for 42 years. He built the AEA into the most powerful lobbying group in the state. He controlled legislature for all those four decades. Well, folks ask, how did Paul Hubbert from Hubbertville in rural Fayette County garner this much influence? Well, let me tell you the story. The pivotal year and battle that made Paul Hubbert the king of Gold Hill was 1971. When he, David, a 35-year-old educator named Paul Hubbert, took on the Goliath of Alabama politics, George Wallace. Wallace was in his heyday of his political power. Hubbert became the king of Gold Hill after that monumental conquest, and he never relinquished his crown. Dr. Hubbert earned a PhD from the University of Alabama at a young age and became a superintendent at age 30 and head of the AEA at 33. Even though the AEA at that time had no financial resources, they stepped out and for the first time endorsed a gubernatorial candidate. They openly endorsed the progressive Albert Brewer over George Wallace in the 1970 governor's race. Well, Wallace came from behind to edge Brewer in the runoff in the bitterest and most racist battle in our political lore. Wallace believed in repaying his enemies. It was early 1971. And Hubbert had just hired former state senator Joe Goodwin to help him politically. Wallace called Goodwin and Hubbert out to the governor's mansion. He suddenly asked Hubbert, "Dr. Hubbert, don't y'all have about $300 million over there in the teacher's retirement system?" Hubbert said, "Yes, Governor, that's about right." "Well, you know," Wallace continued, "that carpet-bagging, scallywagging federal judge Frank Johnson has ordered us to update our mental health facilities, and it's going to cost us $35 million. But what do you think about us borrowing some of your money to pay for this problem?" Hubbert said, "Well, Governor, I don't mind lending the state the money as long as we get paid the same return." Wallace had dropped a hint. Goodwin told Hubbert after the meeting, "I don't think you've heard the last of that." Sure enough, a month later, Wallace called Hubbert to a meeting in the governor's office. Hubbert had to fly back from a National Educators Convention in Detroit. Came in the governor's office like a gladiator into a lion's den. Wallace had the entire House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance and Taxation Committees waiting Hubbert. Wallace danced up and down the room, extolling the need to use the education dollars to support mental health. At the tirade, a bold 35-year-old Hubbert looked him squarely in the eyes and said, "Governor, over my dead body." Hubbert rallied the state teachers like they'd never been rallied before. They got their backs up over their retirement fund being raided. Wallace continued with his plan when the legislature convened in May. Well, Hubbert rallied his troops. There were 400 to 600 teachers a day descending on the legislature. Wallace dug in deeper. He attacked Hubbert, but neither Hubbert nor his throng of educators backed off. Now there were close to 1,000 teachers a day coming to Capitol Hill. They were dubbed Hubbert's herd. Old Representative Pete Matthews, the Wallace floor leader, said, "I've been in the legislature 18 years. During that time, I've dealt with every kind of pressure group, but I've never seen anything like when the teachers found out someone was going to fool with their retirement dollars. When I came home and went to the post office, they were there. They were at church. And when I went home, I couldn't find a parking place in my yard. Now that'll get your attention." When the vote was finally taken, the teachers and Dr. Hubbert had beaten George Wallace in his prime by a vote of 92-9. Thank y'all for listening.